Hey, and welcome to Crippled System, episode 271. Nathan is caught off guard because he was playing his Switch.
271 might be Prime, actually.
271? I'm not sure.
If it's not, it's divisible by some huge, like, you know, a multi-digit number.
Yeah.
Because it's not even or divisible by 3 or 5 or 7 or 9.
Or 13.
Are we back on?
It's not by 7.
We're always discussing about this. Prime numbers.
It's been a while since we had one.
Yeah. I know.
And not back on it. Still on it.
I know.
And I'm Dan.
I'm Nathan. That's Andy.
And I'm Dave.
Dave.
I already said my name is Andy.
Yeah, didn't but I? It's still true. I don't remember.
Reinforcement learning. We need to make sure all of the viewers know who you are.
New studio, same old intro.
It is well, a prime number.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think so, because we got up to 17.
I just want to make sure we weren't missing something dumb, like, you know.
Yeah. 17 is greater than 271, the square root of 271, I think. So,
yes.
Yeah, we should be there.
For sure. We are good. I'm just paranoid.
See, this is why I'm in computer science, because why trust your brain when you can have a robot slave do it for you?
Correct.
Does that look good?
Yeah, it's like.
It looks somewhat professional.
My chair doesn't slide around a whole bunch.
No,
it's because better or worse.
You can kind of see it in the picture there. Mm. We're actually about maybe I'd say about 12 feet from where we used to record.
No, we're in our brand new studio.
Oh yeah, the studio.
Jeez. In an undisclosed location.
Thanks to all of our valued Patreon supporters for helping us afford this new undisclosed location studio.
Here in the bunker.
Oh, hey,
what?
I was looking, I was wondering why the screen is suddenly.
What?
Oh. There.
There we go.
I was wondering why the image was
experiencing
there.
Technical difficulties.
So I'm going to have to probably rig up something now to work with the television in the back so we can stream things. I also need to get a better camera. That's the next goal.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at the picture there, it's like you could tell those are mini crates, but you can't tell those are mini crates.
There's no delay. There's like a quarter of a second, not even. That's previously is super delayed.
Yeah, I know, because this is the live feed right to the camera.
Oh.
So and that's when you could do something like this, and it's like has that.
It has a very very slight delay. It doesn't have like the multi second delay of watching ourselves on Twitch, but you could put us on Twitch back there, and then it would be like Spaceballs.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, it would.
Oh, that would be great.
It would be like Spaceballs, but
we need it larger and like right here too. So we can have the Hall of Mirrors effect. It would be great.
Yeah. No, I'm not gonna podcast times zero.
I mean, you mean divide by zero?
Andy only wants to be on this podcast once a week.
No, we can have the Hall of Mirrors effect and add stoners to our viewership. It would be great.
I'm pretty sure the majority of our viewers are stoners.
Well,
I don't even know if I didn't. My mice are all weird. So, announcements. Does anybody have an announcements?
Crippled System is now live. New look, episode 21. I got that on my
phone.
Is it
21 or 271?
It's 271. I only needed two of the three numbers.
That's sufficient.
I don't know. Should we start a season two sometime?
We're
do
on
that?
Season four of the cast.
Is it season four?
Who knows? Like... What are spin-offs? What are our very special episodes? What are bottle episodes?
I'm just making sure the television is doing so the symbol stays up. So otherwise, it's not going to stay up.
Oh. What were you doing?
I was turning on the volume.
Oh. It's a very loud, loud icon.
Yeah, it is. Fancy new set, same old staff.
Yeah.
Now I'm counting casts. I don't know what counts as a cast.
We need another cast so I can say I'm Shemp instead of Curly Joe.
Shemp was the best of the Stooges. I'll stand by that.
I'm a Curly man. Curly.
Yeah. Well, you know. Yeah. Shemp is a thinking man's Curly.
I really wish it would make a sequel to the new Three Stooges that they put out recently.
That was a surprisingly decent movie.
Yep. For being a waiter
I absolutely love surprisingly decent as a description. Like, yes, I didn't gnaw off a limb to escape, but it was better than I expected.
Well, just wait till we get to recommendations. I'm all about the surprisingly decents today. Or the shockingly not terribles, which is kind of the same thing. Also, at least one of the Farrellys is an Academy Award-winning director, Andy. As much as it makes me retch in the back of my throat.
What has he done that's Academy Award-winning?
Driving Miss Daisy reboot.
To insist the driving cat?
No, it's like Driving Miss Daisy, but Daisy's the black one, and the white one has to teach her about jazz music and fried chicken.
Oh, that's like something. That's something that recent,
one,
isn't it?
Yeah, huh? That it was the
Green
most
Book.
That was the most recent Academy Awards, where Green Book. Green Book.
Yeah.
Good old Green Book.
That was a Farrelly Brothers movie.
No, just one of them.
It was just a Farrelly movie.
Well, isn't it that you can't? That it has to be a single person direct. So aren't the Farrelly Brothers one of the pairs that they swap out?
No,
I think they
no, it is not.
Okay.
Also, even if it was a thing that normally they swap out, this was legit just one of them.
I think Dave was talking about how directors. They have to.
Because I know for years and years and
years, the Coens did it.
Yeah. But I think they finally changed that because they got sick of having to remember which Coen was directing for when they were getting nominated. So.
I think Sin City was a big part of it because Sin City was a dual director. How often are you going to do that?
I'm just making sure it's staying up. That's all I'm doing.
Leave it alone.
No, it's going to wash out again. The logo goes away.
Oh.
If I don't touch it once in a while, this is lost. This is lost. The set will explode if I don't make sure the logo stays up.
What is a space alert? Like you have to jiggle the mouse once every four turns, or else we're all going to get delayed.
Exactly. Yeah.
Anyway,
well, it's like Lost. You know how they put in those numbers every single time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Spoilers.
Sorry. Well, whatever.
Spoilers.
No one watches that show.
Everyone
stopped after season one.
No, they stopped after season two because season two was not as good as season one. Yeah, Jesus. Hey, remember all that character development in season one? We're just going to undo all of it. Thanks, bye.
Walt! That's all I know about Lost is really Walt.
Yep.
So speaking of J.J. Abrams, you guys all watch Star Wars trailer?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. All right, good topic of conversation.
I mean there's all the speculation. I mean, basically with the laughter at the end is being the Emperor.
That's confirmed.
Maybe they'll finally reveal that Jar Jar Binks was a Sith the entire time.
I don't think that it doesn't. No.
It's provable within the film.
To be honest with you, and I'm probably going to be one of the people. Everyone seems to be that I've seen online seems to be hyped about it. I'm not so hyped because fucking A, leave the Skywalkers alone. I don't care.
I will say that was the worst part of the trailer. Is like it goes down
the
and
title
it's like
reveal.
The title reveal. Everything else was good. And
in fairness,
like,
the central character of the new films is a Skywalker.
Yeah.
So
The central character of that is the story element that ties all of the core Star Wars movies together is that it's always about a Skywalker.
Correct. And so the prequels were about Anakin, and the original trilogy was about Luke, and then the new trilogy is about Kylo.
Yeah.
You have a Skywalker every time.
Yeah. I'm annoyed by all the people who think that it's Rey that's the Skywalker. And they're like, that's her parents. She's a long-lost daughter of blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no.
I mean, if that ends up being a thing, it'll be the worst ever anything.
It will be. I hope to God it's not.
Like, she doesn't need to be a Skywalker. And in the most recent film, you blatantly told us she's not a Skywalker. Good. Please. Good. Stop. Just stop.
I already have
a confirmed Skywalker that you have a decent story with. Focus on that guy.
I just want Force users that aren't tied to that fucking bloodline.
Well, you have a random stable boy now.
Well, okay. He can move a broom.
He can.
Most people can move a broom.
Well, not with the Force.
That's true.
I mean, I can pick up rocks and boxes also. So am I basically
Are
Luke?
You Force sensitive?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Finn in the first movie, there was a scene that Finn that I don't know how, if too many other people picked up on, but Finn was able to sense Kylo Ren coming in. I was like, wait a second, so he's force sensitive too.
What do you mean? He sensed him?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you mean?
I forget exactly.
In the snowfield fight, or like on a plane?
It was earlier on when Finn just had the shocking realization and just looked over and Kylo Ren came out, and I was like, wait a second.
Could he just be observant?
I mean, that's possible.
Yeah, I think he's probably just observant.
Are you talking about like on the Cantina planet or on not Tatooine or?
Early in the film.
So I'm not Tatooine.
No, not Tatooine, yeah.
Jakku.
Hughes.
Is it Jakku? What?
No, it's Jakku.
Jakku Hughes.
Why are you doing that? Why?
Jakku Hughes? All right, well, you know.
Because he not so secretly wants to be the Scarlet Pimpernel.
No.
Oh, I thought he got bit by someone from Quebec.
Jakku Hughes is French for I accuse, and it's part of the whole with the killings and the hey hey's and the gia gios. I swear to God. I swear.
Keep it in my hand underneath the table.
I'm keeping it in the hand under the table too. We were all doing that.
One of these times, the fucking puppet from Saw is going to be on there.
You play a game. Your TV just randomly turns off?
It will actually turn off, but
watching The Simpsons?
No, if there's a signal going, it will go.
Wait,
but is this not a signal?
I feel we have to qualify that. Are we talking like first decade Simpsons or not?
Or is it like suicide itself?
I just don't know if the TV will. I've never used the picture viewer on this.
I guess I don't know what the hell's going on the TV. How's it doing that?
Huh? This is a picture viewer. You don't have anything plugged up?
Nothing's plugged up to it except for an SD card.
Oh.
So this is the first time I ever used that feature of this television, and I noticed when we were going through the first part of it that it went away. The picture went away. It could have been because I hit a button, or it went away on its own.
So there's no slideshow?
Yeah.
Yeah. I could put a slideshow up.
Yeah. Of that one picture.
No, it's not going to be of that picture, but it'll be a picture of myself, Steven, and Max.
Okay.
When we're doing a...
No, you can have a whole slideshow of various... You can have our logo. You can have me stuck in the grate as an infant. You can have, like, Beardless David or something. You can have Dan's mugshot from, Tijuana.
We don't talk about that.
Yeah. Well, we don't talk about it, but we can have the picture as long as we don't talk about it. The rule was don't talk about it, not don't show the picture.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
And then it'll just be Andy with whatever.
Or I could just...
You and who and what now?
Yeah. No, me, Steven, and Max. We were doing some battle report or something like that, and my camera was not actually recording. It was only recording... still frames.
I like the prank that's the opposite, where you go to take a picture of people, but instead you do video, and you just keep videotaping them while they stand there smiling until they catch on that you're just videotaping them, and then they get angry.
Okay.
Is that a prank or just being an asshole?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's one of the good asshole pranks that isn't just like, hey, I keyed your car, but it's a prank, so you're not allowed to be mad like the assholes on YouTube do. Or, hey, I'm...
Yeah, it's more high class. It's at least Vimeo.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe even Daily Motion.
Is that still a thing?
I don't know. I don't know, Dutch.
So we got a couple of events coming up.
We had an event last weekend.
one might call it an event. So hint to Rick.
We love you.
Well, advertise and don't run a War Machine Hordes heavy event immediately after Adepticon. I think that was more so the main reason, because there was like a whole bunch of people from Milwaukee that thought about coming, but
it's tiring.
Well, and one of the people in Milwaukee is moving, and I think had some other people from the Milwaukee community helping him move, and there's several people in town that are burned out right now and taking a short break, so
yeah. Yeah, Hearts of Darkness, that's a thing.
Is it?
It's a thing. We'll be back in CID on Wednesday.
Yeah.
A different version, though.
But that's only just the theme forces and
well, Oblivion.
In Oblivion.
Oblivion is the big thing. Is the big thing coming out. Should hit CID Wednesday. What we know is that there are Hearts of Darkness, which is a similar to the theme that was last in CID, except I think there are only 5 casters allowed in it.
Yes, like thank God.
One from each faction, yeah, basically.
One from each War Machine faction.
That is so much a better idea than...
Yeah. I mean, otherwise known as balanceable.
Yes.
I mean, I was briefly sad because I was like, hey, I might take Kaylee 3 back out on the table. Oh, no, never mind.
Does that mean those casters from those factions, are they going to be fully corrupted as in have different spell lists too?
I don't potentially think so.
No, or is it just hypothetical if this person was a douche?
There's also a mixed protectorate Kador cavalry theme.
Yeah, yep.
Which I am a hoofhead, and I have between Kador and Predator, I have 6 full units of cavalry. So we'll see how that ends up. The other one is a mixed Morrowind Thamarite theme, and Connie B is getting updated,
which is good because she sucked.
It did it because I didn't press the button.
Yeah,
sons of the guns.
And there you were maligning Andy for pushing a button.
What if you put like 5 copies of the logo that's on there thinking, and had it on slideshow? Like,
that's what I was thinking.
And make the slideshow loop.
And that way you could slip in random other pictures.
Yeah. At my dad's funeral, we had videos playing like a slideshow loop of a whole bunch of photos and whatnot of him throughout his life, childhood photos, you know, what graduation, et cetera, et cetera. But mixed in there, we had a photo that my brother had photoshopped of him just sitting down like at a table and relaxing with Stalin and like Lenin. Like they just photoshopped these leaders, these Soviet leaders with him. And it was just in the middle of the cycle. And, like every once in a while you'd see somebody go, wait. But then it was gone. And it was like a 45-minute loop. And so by the time it rolled back around, that person wasn't paying attention. And a different person would go like, wait a second, is that Lenin? And then it would just keep going. Good times. Let's see you liven up a funeral. And speaking of one cast from each faction, I'm so happy to see my boy Carver and my girl Ashlyn in the finals of the Privateer Press poll.
Didn't Ashlyn poll win, ended?
Which, yeah, well, it's ending like now-ish. I think it has like there's a
Twitter
to
one too. On top of the Facebook.
But they end about the same time. It said ends in an hour like 45 minutes ago, but now it's been an hour because it was like at 5:05 when I left home. So yes, it's over now. The point is, heck yeah, Ashlyn Carver, 2 of my favorite casters in factions that I in theory played.
You play pigs.
Pigs are still a faction I play when I play. They need a CID. And Privateer Press officially announced that 100% guaranteed the winning faction of this poll was getting a CID, and the winning caster was guaranteed a new version. They 100% said that.
They did?
No, this poll is very important for exactly that reason.
Yeah, I lied. It was actually Nathan.
You mixed up you and me?
I did. Somehow.
This got weird.
Yeah, but that's all it is, just because the camera is just... There's like 50-some pictures of just you guys sitting there watching a game.
Remember when we did battle reports?
Hey, that's a thing. Hey, that's also going to be a thing. See that table over there that has every single thing that was over here now on top of that table? That's going to be set up for battle reports.
Ooh.
And then
Monsterpocalypse battle reports.
You can play other people. That would be perfectly fine.
There are no other people that play Monsterpocalypse.
There's Nick, and there's Josh.
Yeah.
I'll have to get some battle reports.
There's actually one of the Guild Ball people was excited to get into it. He bought Deimos 9 this past week. He's excited. He's going to play, and he wants to play 100% pure faction Martians. I'm like, A, that's the worst thing to do. Only an idiot would do that. Also, B, I'm already doing that, so don't copy me.
The Martians are really cool.
They are cool.
I can't wait for the new monkeys.
They're apes. Wow.
They're scientists.
What?
What?
But yeah, so Ashland won the poll. So Ashland 2 guaranteed, confirmed, Privateer Press promised. Just look on, they tweeted it, I think. Look through all their Twitters.
Yeah.
It's on there somewhere. Or it might have been Facebook.
I can feel
Travis's eyebrows crossing right now.
I like the all lowercase liar with a period. Like, that's a weird punctuation capitalization to kind of get the vocal inflection out of.
Liar.
But it's very definitive, just liar.
Did you see the person that dug up SmallCon? So the keynote stuff from SmallCon?
Oh, about Carver 2?
About Carver 2 on a boar chariot.
Which is the wrong pig to make a new caster version of.
Who would you make it of?
Give me my Rorsch 2, motherfucker.
Nah, you could have Sturm and Drag of them separated.
I mean, that'd be cool, too. Just like where they're like cut in half, like that episode of Tales from the Crypt.
Huh? Are Sturm and Drag pulling the chariot?
Sure.
Yeah, that would be better if they're the caster and they're pulling the chariot and they got like a big cannon on it.
They're cut in half like the dog from Return of the Living Dead. And the two halves are just hopping around.
Speaking of, I saw an amazing t-shirt. I think it was either maybe at WrestleMania or it was...
It was at WrestleMania.
It was at WrestleMania.
Yes, it was one of the wrestlers was wearing it at WrestleMania.
Yeah, he was wearing a...
it's that big guy with the beard.
Yep, Rowan was the big guy.
Rowan Atkinson.
No, it was Rowan Atkinson. Mr. Bean. Mr. Bean was not wrestling.
Yeah, he's buffed up. It's like Carrot Top. He really got big. I was surprised.
But he was wearing what looked like a Ramones t-shirt, but it was Romero, and it had like the symbol of the dead, and then had night, day, dawn, and
land.
It was a really cool shirt. Can't find it.
Which is odd that you go beyond the trilogy, but then not include all of the terrible ones he did within the last, 20 years.
Diary
of the Dead, yeah.
Land was not that bad.
Cashing another paycheck.
Land was
the
best of the new ones. Diary was really bad, and then there was the other one.
Island?
Yeah, Island or something? It's the one where they decide that if you teach zombies to eat horses, then we'll all be okay. Because if they eat horses,
I think it was still Diary of the Dead. I think that was the same movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Either way, good lord.
It was so bad it felt like two movies.
I really feel like it wasn't, but maybe it did just feel like two movies to me. But the logic of that, like if we teach zombies to eat horses, it means that they won't eat people anymore. It's like I eat bananas and steak.
I mean, that only works if you're British.
Well, then you trick the zombies. They think they're eating beef and they're actually eating horses.
Sure, that's just how you kill all of Britain.
Yeah. It's funny because it's a thing that happened.
The video is just... I don't even know if that battle report even came out because I fucked up the... Oh, no, I think that came out. I just couldn't use the action cam on it.
Action cam?
Yeah, basically recording the people doing the commentary.
I don't know how the battle reports work. I never did one.
You did a battle report.
I don't remember.
Oh, that's me.
Yeah. We don't have a lot of topics. There's not much. Did anything new come out? There's not a big event. Oh, Kingdom Come. Condom King. The last Condom King's going on.
Kingdom Con.
Condom King.
Sure.
Sure. I saw Shazam again.
I know. Kingdom Con. Apparently, Retribution was two spots in the finals.
Somebody posted a top 16 through emojis, and I could not translate those emojis. I saw four trees, which I figured was circle, and then there was an alligator, that's fairly clear, and there was a robot, and then there was just like, there were people with monies for eyes, and I couldn't decide if that's Signar.
Mercenaries.
Oh, mercenaries, I guess that makes sense.
The four nukes were Crucible Guard.
The turtles were probably Scorn, right? The nukes are Crucible Guard? Okay, I guess I can see that.
Yeah, War Crimes, the faction.
And the robot would be Convergence.
Mm-hmm. Was there any snow? Or poop? Poop would be Signar.
If wow. He's rude.
but not wrong.
I guess it's very convenient that you don't have to figure out what emoji to reflect troll bloods.
Oh, blood.
Maybe. Well, they're just bad enough that you don't have to worry about
it. Oh, so they're poop too.
Yeah.
They're potatoes.
Yeah. They're potatoes.
That's Protectorate.
High energy this weekend, gentlemen.
Yeah.
High energy.
Yeah.
I'm tired. I drove down to southern Chicago and back yesterday. I got back in town at like 2 a.m. It was good times.
I was working on this for most of the day today, so.
Yeah. 6 hour round trip. Good times.
I was consoling my kids because our parrot passed away.
Oh, no. Was he 100 or unexpectedly young?
He was 40.
All right. That's, you know.
Which is old for most parrots.
Yes, and young you, for some parrots.
Huh?
Isn't it older than you?
No, I'm 41.
You're 41?
Oh. Yeah, the parrot was about, the parrot was between 38 and 40. We got him 28 years ago when we think he was about 12.
Or 10.
Or 10, yeah.
Yeah. Those birds last a long time, so if you ever think about getting them, you know, know that it's going to be, it's a lifetime commitment.
Yes. Yes. It's one bird. Of those pets that when you buy it, you need to decide who's going to inherit it from you.
It was a good bird. One time, several years ago, I observed him trying to get out of his cage because he could figure he knew how to open the doors on his cage. So we got to the point that we had to padlock it.
Sure.
I mean, of course, we let him out. It's not like we're trapping the thing in there.
You are, but not permanently.
But so we would go over with the key. You'd go over with the key and unlock the padlock and let him out when we did. And he would watch this intently. And I, no shit, observed him one day after watching someone lock the padlock with a key, go over to one of his wooden toys, chip off a little piece of it, and go over and jam it in the lock and then try to twist it, but it snapped off. And so the bird got himself locked in because he had made a lock pick, but it snapped off inside the lock.
You know, he needs to get better bobby pins.
Yep.
Also, I liked where you paused in your anecdote. So for a while, I thought the complete sentence was, he was a good bird one time years ago. Like, in general, it was a shithead. But this one time years ago, he was a good bird.
How many pounds did those bobby pins weigh, by the way?
Yeah.
All of the pounds.
Was that you that were telling us?
I think they repatched them, but yeah.
Yeah, they did. Was that you that was mentioning about... some fan or somebody had sent
many people were mailing bobby pins to him.
Yeah, sent like a box of bobby pins.
And there's like, weigh this asshole.
Yeah.
You know, Fallout 76. It's been a while since we've had a Fallout 76 story.
Yeah. No, they've had a lot of good ones since then.
I think Anthem has pretty much taken the cake, though, with BioWare's BioWare magic, fun stuff.
Although recently, Fallout 76 did introduce actual in-game advantageous items that you can purchase with money in the Atom Store. So they blatantly went back on their promise to only have cosmetics in their microtransactions.
Well, that's right, because didn't they move like the only way to repair items into the store too?
Yeah,
that was what they did. They added repairable.
And I'm sure it's only coincidence that the degradation rate was increased in the previous patch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, Bethesda.
Yeah, and yet EA is going to release a Star Wars game made by Respawn that will have no microtransactions.
Single-player, story-driven, no microtransactions made by Respawn. Those are all amazing things. So I have to decide if, morally speaking, they outweigh published by EA.
Yeah.
There are few things more repugnant to me than giving EA money.
Yeah.
But...
I don't have those standards, so I will be playing it.
I'm sure I will buy it. I'll just be angry at myself for doing so.
I think it'll be fine. Anything that will go to actually support Respawn and let them do what they do well.
Actually,
I mean, they're the ones who came up with Apex
good
Legends
for buying it, which is to reinforce the EA that style can actually make money.
Yeah.
Grr.
I don't know. I just love how long EA has been the Satan of the computer gaming industry, because it was back in 1994 that Ultima 7 came out. Around there, no, it was before then. It was 93, 92 or 93 when Ultima 7 came out, and literally the CEO of EA was the villain of the game.
If you say so, I was 4.
I'll have to look it up. But yeah, no, this was it was hilarious because it was Trip Hawkins was the CEO at the time, and literally the big baddie of Ultima 7 was Pert Snickwa, Trip Hawkins spelled backwards. And to kill him, you had to collect these items, which were individual parts of the EA logo.
I do like Ultima did a lot of fun stuff in their games, like having the Apocalypse spell. It was either Apocalypse or Armageddon. I think it was called Apocalypse. But it was a spell that killed every living thing on the planet. And it worked as advertised.
Yeah.
If you cast the spell, it just killed everything on the planet, including all the NPCs and the people you were supposed to save and the king. Not you. Well, you were immune to it as the caster, but it literally wiped out all other life on the planet, and so the game was just then softlocked. You couldn't do anything. Yeah. You just wandered around, and it was just corpses everywhere.
Okay, Ultima 7 came out in 92. So,
thank God.
Yes.
I was very on my chair's edge.
Damn it, I had to know.
So it's the last Kingdom Con. King Congo?
We tried to... You tried deciphering your own brain a moment ago, well, thinking about that.
It's a topic. We were going to talk about stuff. What happened? Who won? Is it a thing? Were there announcements? Do we care? Is there just nothing to talk about?
I don't think we care.
Fuck you, Kingdom Con. We're glad you're dead.
What? Wait, is it actually over?
This is the last Kingdom Con.
I did not know that.
Yeah, wait, said that.
The last one?
This is the last Kingdom Con.
What?
Yes.
No.
Good. Yeah. I can say it again.
David. There were only 10 of them. You say it too.
What? Okay, here we go. What? This is the last Kingdom Con. Damn it, David. It was your turn. All right, Dan, you do a David impression.
Okay. Go for it. Go. Now.
This is the last Kingdom Con.
This is the last Kingdom Con?
No! Son of a bitch!
Oh, my God.
And I feel fine.
What the fuck is going on?
He was still researching Ultima, so everything went terrible. Oh, my Lord. Apparently, my wife turned on the podcast, and the dog heard Andy talking and went to go check the door, and now is searching the house for Andy.
Aww.
Yeah, so.
I mean, then if Kaya hears me, then she'll start barking.
Let me see. She's just going to text screaming.
So you posted the picture of the person that was doing the cosplay of Leia in Jabba's palace?
Yeah, the crossplay.
The crossplay.
Yeah.
I'm a little upset that there's no cups.
I also saw, I didn't face it. I didn't Facebook it. I didn't post it, but I saw at the Star Wars Celebration somebody was cosplaying as Luke's Force Ghost. So he was just a straight up old man Luke, but then he had like beekeeper mesh over his whole body, but it was light blue
and puffed out
like, so it's like 2 inches away from his body, all the way around his body. So he just straight up was Luke Force Ghost.
It was amazing. Hmm. It also made me think that like we just need to find like that, but in like brown color, and then we have the shields from Dune.
Yes. Yeah. Well, except they have to be blocky, right? That's so you just full on have to get like a wire frame.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like out of coat hangers or whatever, and then just put like yellow saran wrap around the whole thing. And then have full film accurate Atreides costumes underneath it.
I'm out now.
Harkonnen? Do you just want to wear the space G string? Are you Fade?
I was just going to hope that the cellophane kind of
mumbled. That is awesome. So when we get the new camera, I'll be able to put that up on the screen behind us.
What, the Force Ghost Luke? Did you find it? Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, good stuff.
You know, but you do bring up a good point. We could just have Dune in the background.
Yeah, we could just
have Dune. We would probably get in trouble for rebroadcasting it.
I mean, it's fuzzy enough that you could probably get away with it.
That's true.
Yeah, and there would be no sound playing. Mm-hmm. Like, YouTube wouldn't figure it out.
YouTube could. It does take video. But it is drowned out so badly in the video there. Mm-hmm. You can't see it.
I'll just go like this every once in a while.
Yeah, and you'll be hitting the button anyways.
Well, Dave, also, about 5 minutes into the film, the TV will be broken.
Kill that one light.
That didn't do anything.
It looks better-ish. Mm-hmm. Except for I'm like glowing.
All right, you are glowing.
Put it back on. Everyone's equal opportunity glower.
Glow, season 2. Season 3? Season 2? Good show.
I was looking for Zappity Grumbles. We're supposed to be done by 8, so we can make sure we can watch the, what is it, the
Throne of Games.
Throne of Games, yeah.
Yeah. Why didn't they call the series Song of Ice and Fire?
Because was it called Game of Thrones, The Song of Ice and Fire?
The series is The Song of Ice and Fire. The first book was called Game of Thrones.
Hmm. Oh, it's back on the Crippled System logo.
Well, yeah. What? Oh, it's part of the sequence? Hold on a second. Yeah, I made it change.
It's a little dusty.
I got it. I got it, folks.
I don't know. It's because maybe they thought they were only going to do the first book when they started it.
No, I know. I know. That's my response to that.
You thought that? I don't know. Some places may think that they only have a budget for a first book, and so that's it. Of course, it didn't actually end in the first book either. The series didn't the first season, wasn't it partially
first season first? Was pretty solid, just the first book. Like, it was pretty one-to-one, season one to book
was
one.
It?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fairly one-to-one, because I believe the second last episode ends with the you know, execution, and that's like the second last chapter in the first book.
Spoilers.
I didn't say whom.
Oh,
I mean, it's Game of Thrones. If you everyone does.
You're right. I'll be more careful. The second to last episode was the one that had that thing with Ned Stark. There.
Okay.
I vagued it up for you.
Yeah. Oh.
Now they won't know that he was executed.
Is that the one where he got his head chopped off?
That's, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
It wasn't the one where he got hanged.
Oh, okay.
This isn't like Groundhog Day where they just kill Ned Stark a different way every episode.
That's called Sean Bean's life.
Yeah. God, how the fuck did he survive Jupiter Ascending? As the betrayal villain, too.
Oh, he lived in that
He's
film?
He's the friend of the hero that ends up backstabbing them and betraying them to the villains, and he survives the film. Because not only does he survive betraying, which should be a death sentence, then he has the moment where he redeems himself and comes back and rescues everyone, which that is also normally a death sentence. Because when the villain redeems himself, you have to kill them off so there's no moral ambiguity about living with their past.
Yeah.
But he did both of those things and still survived the fucking movie. Spoilers. Bees can sense if you're royal blood.
Mm-hmm. But Nathan...
Why are
Think
we still
it.
Talking about
you
that?
You realize that you did not expect him to live, so that was the only way they could get a plot twist into that movie that made sense.
That's fair.
So Sean Bean surviving the movie is now considered a plot twist.
Correct.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Yeah. The one time I came in, I think it was you and Jim were watching the movie Black Death. And I just jokingly, I'm like, how does Sean Bean die in this one? And Jim just goes, gloriously.
I think it was Brian and...
Was it Brian and Jim?
Yeah.
Either way.
I don't remember.
But he sure does. But there isn't a does he die.
Oh, no.
How does he die?
He gets drawn and quartered.
He gets drawn and quartered.
Yeah.
And his guts and everything spray everywhere. And he's just laughing about it because he knows he's got the Black Plague. So all that viscera is going to infect the crowd and it'll be his revenge. Spoilers for a shitty B movie.
And he's laughing because he's shitty Sean Bean. Movie. Bean and that's just...
He's gone through this before.
Yeah.
Oh, what if it... Like, these are all interconnected. Like, that... Sean Bean is the same entity in all these films, and he's just cursed to die in all these alternate realities.
Maybe he's the one.
He's the eternal champion.
Yeah.
No, I mean, these are all the alternate Sean Beans, and solely... This Sean Bean that's in our world is becoming more powerful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then eventually he'll end up with the wife of a different Sean Bean and he'll just have to live with that.
But it wasn't a wife of a different Sean Bean. They haven't met.
Yeah.
I know.
We had a whole episode devoted to the ending of this movie and how it haunts me to this day.
How do you keep track of all the things that haunt you to this day?
Oh my goodness. They take turns.
He's got a list. He checks it twice.
Can that be on the TV?
Nathan.
Yeah,
Nathan's
just the list of things that haunt me. So I'll just turn around and be like, what is Nathan angry about now? Son of a bitch!
Oh, and that's the other thing, though, too, is I will have the whiteboard down here.
We're partway there with, we'll just put Dune up there. That's one of them. Why is there a rat duct taped to the cat? Even if you're down with having somebody milk a cat for antidote, what does the duct-taped rat... What?
Like said, David Lynch, that's the
like
answer.
I just love that movie because you can tell the exact moment they ran out of money.
Yes.
I watched a YouTube video that was basically talking about movies that have gone from critical flops to cult classics and that, and Dune was in that category.
Yeah.
I was upset that they didn't actually have Speed Racer in that.
I would say that that's a redundant list because to become a cult classic, I think you have to have been a flop.
Yeah.
Maybe not a critical flop, but you have to be a monetary flop. Because if you're successful to start, you're not a cult classic. You're just a classic, right?
Sure, yeah. Sure. I guess that makes sense.
I mean, being redundant doesn't make it wrong, but that's definitely a failure that's become a classic. All those weird 80s movies like that and Buckaroo Banzai.
That was not on there either.
How the fuck do you have Buckaroo Banzai not on your cult classic?
Because sons of bitches. You'd expect that.
Yeah, it was... I'd have to look at the list again. I just remember seeing Dune on there, and I was just waiting until number one, because like, wow, this is... If Speed Racer's on here, then this has got to be really, really up there. I think it was...
Because you assumed Speed Racer would be on there.
Yeah.
So each entry that wasn't Speed Racer, you just assumed Speed Racer was even higher up the list.
Yeah. And the thing is, I was doubting myself through the entire time, too. I was like, how is Speed Racer's not all the way up there? It's not at number two.
But it has to be on the list somewhere.
So, but some other movie is number two.
What was number one?
Oh, fuck if I remember. Right. It's just been a couple days ago.
Welcome to
I could probably put it up on the TV behind us, and then we just get video of just us watching that
countdown. Why wouldn't the Fremen name all their kids Muad'Dib if it's a killing word?
I don't know.
You know? And you have to pronounce it that way, or is it like Jesus versus Jesus?
Do you have that here? Do you have that here so I can watch it?
It's on Amazon Prime.
It's on Amazon Prime?
Yeah, that's how I was showing it to him on Tuesday.
I might have to watch it again just so I can
participate.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just know that I liked the scenery and some of the special effects and the makeup for the film.
Yeah, it's got some good visuals
like I said,
to it.
The first hour and 20 minutes are amazing. And then someone showed him how much budget he was spending, and then it went off the rails. I mean, the first hour is actually pretty close to the book.
But then he got
only three chapters.
Or was it like a Coppola thing on like when he was filming Apocalypse Now that at some point they were going to send mercenaries in to figure out what the fuck he was doing?
Like the movie opens with like 15 minutes of oil paintings. Like this movie is just insane.
Apocalypse Now?
No.
Well, I mean, yes, but yes.
Was it you who was talking about your parents went and saw it and they had to have a handout at the theater so they could keep track of the mythos?
Yeah, because my dad gave me the handout after they went to see the movie.
When you went and saw the movie, they'd rip your ticket and then hand you homework so that you could figure out what the fuck was going on.
Well, yeah, that's just like the glossary from the back of the book.
Yeah.
That's on top of the 15 minutes of oil paintings that try to explain what a Bene Gesserit is.
I thought the oil paintings were added in later. I didn't think they were in the
theater. Yeah, the director's cut thing?
That's the director's cut.
Yeah, I don't think they're in the theatrical
release.
Yeah,
the theatrical cut doesn't have it. It just starts with Princess Ullerin just talking about random crap.
Also, poop in a jar is in the first hour and 20 minutes, so you're a dirty liar.
I said it was relatively
a giant poop with a vagina face floating in a aquarium.
Yeah, that's a really cool visual.
Yep. Yep. Giant poop with a vagina face. That's how you travel through space and time.
Yeah.
Fuck-a-doo.
I mean, the book just says they have been warped and mutated by the spice.
Yep. Into vagina poops.
It doesn't say they weren't vagina poops.
The generally accepted portrayal of them is almost more like a creature from the Black Ragoon, like fish guy.
Ragoon?
So like
yeah.
the sci-fi
Yeah, like
new?
Crab Ragoons. Yeah, so I'm trying
it's
to
like
wonder
the guy
if
from
the
Hellboy,
creature of
basically.
The Crab Ragoon? Yeah, the creature from the Crab Ragoon.
amazing, I love it.
But and his corners are all too hard and it's disappointing. But
Cream
in later books, do they describe them more vividly as that? Because
I don't know.
Miniseries goes with that. The Dune board game original printing goes with that.
I'll be honest. I'm of the camp of Dune is an amazing singular book, not a flawed trilogy or just no.
Yeah.
Somebody was pressuring me to read the full original five, and I'm like, I don't want to do that.
I like read Messiah and Star. I can't even remember the name of the third book. I never finished it.
Children.
Children. Okay. Yeah, it was Messiah was the second one, wasn't it? Yeah, yeah. I finished Messiah,
and then there's God Emperor and Chapter House. I think
Chapter House was the one that was written posthumously.
Is it?
Yeah.
Or released posthumously.
It was released, I think.
Yeah.
Because I thought that was the last one he wrote.
Yeah, Frank was still involved in that.
That one doesn't have Max in it.
What did you do to Max?
He angered me. He had to be punished.
Oh, there he is.
He went to the cornfield.
Is that why he left for Las Vegas?
I think that was one of the last ones that he did with us before we moved.
That son of a bitch.
Yeah, no, I think I need to watch... How long is the book?
Oh, Heretic. Herbert wrote six of them, because there's Dune, Dune Messiah, Children of Dune, God Emperor of Dune, Heretics of Dune, and Chapter House Dune.
Okay.
We all forgot about Heretics.
Yep.
I mean, how long is the first book? Anybody got it?
Yeah, do you want Kindle?
Yes, I think it's in my car.
Mm-hmm. Or I have a hard copy at home that I can loan you, because I also have a Kindle.
One of my coworkers I loaned it to just gave it back to me, so it's still in my car.
It doesn't matter how long it is. Once you start reading, you'll finish it.
It is a quick read.
It's not, it's a quick read, but literally, I got it when I was high school. I sat down and I read it, and then I got up and was like, shit, it's 5 in the morning. Yeah.
Page count 412, so saith the Googles.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not.
Yeah, it's not bad. It looks, I have a larger printing of it, and it looks very impressive. Then you realize you're going to fly through it.
Raylene says you have an awesome bumblebee on the set.
It is pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was given to me by an awesome person.
After
Thank
she
you.
Stained it with the tears of children.
That makes it more powerful.
It was given to me by awesome people.
I delivered it, but Raylene was the one who got it. But yeah, children wept for it. Fuck you, children.
Actually, like hanging on something?
He's attached.
Nice.
He
will no longer just fall over on me after I hit him in the crotch.
I mean, but most people will.
I can't wait until we get enough mini crates and we can actually build a giant wall out of them and then run through it with like a golf cart.
My
life goals.
Yeah.
My brothers used to. We, when I was young, had those cardboard bricks to play with and they whatever. And one time they built a cardboard. They were like, we would do Hey Kool-Aid, like through a wall of those cardboard bricks. And one time there was a closed door on the other side.
Do you know those red ones can hold 125 pounds?
Really?
Yeah.
Well done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was quite impressed.
Do you remember Biff Anderson?
It's Biff Tannen.
No, Biff, it's, yeah, Biff it's Anderson Tannen. From...
You're thinking of Mr. Anderson from Matrix, but nope. That's different than Back to the Future.
No,
that's...
I'm completely thinking of somebody absolutely different who has nothing to do with the Matrix, has nothing to do with Back to the Future.
Why are you bringing up Biff Tannen?
He was the security guard, I believe, for David Letterman.
Oh, yeah, that Biff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He used to do what I was talking about, taking a golf cart through everything, which would be like taking a golf cart through a wall of condiments. I don't know why I remember it.
How do you make a wall out of condiments?
Oh, they were just all in the little cups.
Oh, they weren't just like a bottle of ketchup?
No.
Or ketchup packets?
Nope, it wasn't. No, it was like how you have at like McDonald's or something like that. Like
yeah, because I mean wall of condiments is very ambiguous.
I think it was all the sealable plastic ones. So this is the 80s. Like I don't remember.
So this was just a pile of ketchup packets?
No, it was
a
pile
of plastic. The little plastic, plastic bottles that you buy ketchup in. And they just stack those?
Yeah. Well, you know, just when you go to like Wendy's or something like that, you get
the packets.
Yeah, I don't know.
They don't, the packets are relatively recent.
That's not environmentally dangerous enough. It needs to be like.
They were styrofoam cubes just infused with ketchup.
Yeah.
And you just like squeezed them and ketchup and styrofoam flakes came out.
And CFEs.
Yeah. And then you just ate them because it was the 80s and fuck it. Are you trying to Google like Biff Tannen ketchup wall?
I am looking up Biff Anderson.
Can you put it on our TV now?
Yeah.
No, I can't do that.
You need a Chromecast on the TV so we can throw shit onto there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds like the worst idea ever.
No.
I will chip in $10.
Yeah, I know. I need to get that. Well, I need a new camera. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're in focus, but pretty much.
Yeah, but if you get a new camera, then we won't be able to Chromecast whatever we want up there because then we will get demonetized.
And we'll get the. We can wire it up. We can wire it up so that Patreon subscribers can get on the VPN for the Chromecast. Which
yes!
sounds like an even worse idea.
High level Patreon subscribers can stream stuff to the camera to the TV behind us.
I feel like if we're going to do that, we need to write a minute since porn over.
It's Biff Henderson's golf cart of death. And there is videos of it.
Is that the guy in Harry and the Hendersons?
No.
Yeah. Oh.
No.
Yeah.
I cry at that movie.
He died in
I really cry at that movie. At Harry and the Hendersons, I cry at it.
After they come back from the past and change the future,
that doesn't
Biff
happen
works
in Harry,
for him.
That doesn't happen in Harry and the Hendersons
capture
at all.
A Bigfoot.
And then he dies from Terminator?
And then he dies from a Terminator. No, then Mr. Mustache guy comes and shoots him. Sam Elliott. Sam Elliott shows up at the end of Harry and the Hendersons and mm-hmm. shoots Biff.
No.
Did you not see that movie that just came out?
No.
Oh,
no.
It's called Hellboy.
I know Nathan's recommendation.
The man who shot Hitler and then the Bigfoot?
Yeah.
Because that's what I'm talking about. But I don't remember Biff Tannen being. Are you sure Biff was in that one?
Biff Henderson.
Biff Henderson from Harry and the Hendersons.
Yes.
Was in The Man Who Shot Hitler and then The Bigfoot.
Yes.
Okay.
IMDb it. Hold on, it'll take me a minute. I got to put it in the crayon in there. Give me your phone.
Just look in the Wikipedia page. Go in.
Also, speaking of, so I pulled up this thing and then somebody had bumped that picture you were talking about with the crossplay slave Leia mm-hmm. with the beefy beefcake guy as Leia.
Mm-hmm.
So also at the Star Wars Celebration was a Mickey Mouse in like Sith robes with a chain to a slave Leia that was George Lucas.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
It's so obnoxious that they still keep on using Lucasfilm for Star Wars as well.
He sold
they
that
can
too.
Name, they can name but the I, division what they want.
No, mm-hmm. I know, but I mean, it's just...
They paid good money for that name.
Yeah.
And Lucas is enjoying the fact that he has nothing to do with it anymore.
I think he was consulted from the last one. The newest one that's coming out, Part 9.
Why?
I don't know. I just heard he was consulted about it.
George, save this story.
Hey,
we're going to do with the opposite of whatever you write down, but save this story.
No, it's perfectly fine. You put somebody overhead to approve or deny Lucas or just keep him
well,
in check.
That's true. Lucas
he
is
made
an
his
amazing
best films.
Idea, man. He just shouldn't be allowed to be the final writing credit.
Correct.
Correct. He cannot write or direct or write or direct. But he got okay ideas as long as he doesn't get to write them or direct them. And somebody else cuts off 80% of those ideas.
Yeah, he needs an overhead guy. He needs
he's
a guy
an idea generation machine.
He's like those cats that shit out the turds, and you dig through the turds, and in the middle of there is a great coffee bean to make high quality coffee.
A civet.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said. Anyway, it's in the cat family.
Okay.
So he's like that, where his ideas overall are probably garbage because he's an idiot and stupid and dumb. But in there are nuggets of goodness, and you need somebody better than him to dig through that cat shit to find the Star Wars cocoa bean inside. Because, yeah, he came up with, like, the Force, but he also came up with midichlorians.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, that's, you know, like 20 years after as well.
And there's a point where he was doing it on purpose, because like when he started naming characters, like
simple, he watched several episodes of Voyager and then thought that was the idea,
yeah.
And then made Star Wars Episode One, The Voyagering.
Oh, why? What is
that? Just
out of all the Star Trek you could possibly mimic, why would you mimic Voyager?
Because that's what was on at the time.
It's so horrible. I hate that show so much.
But if you go fast enough, you'll turn into a lizard.
Oh, by the way, you broke all the prime directives and broke all the protocols. And if we're back home,
black side of the galaxy, so it's all fine.
And if we were back home, you would be thrown in the brig, and you'd be thrown. You know, you'd be punished for this. But we need you at the controls there, so
like I
don't
said,
do it again.
They're on the wrong side of the galaxy. It's all fine.
Fuck.
Only minorities live over there.
Fuck! I hate that show so much. I mean, I hate it more than I hate Rodimus Prime.
Speaking of, where is Rodimus Prime?
He's behind you, looking away. He's in the corner.
I got you punished. Saying civets. My wife just texted me civets. I know what it is. It's a member of the cat family, damn it, people.
It's only, it's a filiform.
What happens
it's
when.
It's not a feline.
So that's how they get
it's
coffee.
It's a subgenre.
Nathan, so that's how they get the special coffee. What happens if you duct tape a rat to that cat and it poops out? What kind of coffee is that?
What's pooping, the rat or the cat?
Yes.
Yes.
Fair. Yeah, that's how you get an Americano. I'm trying to find, like, there was a guy that George Lucas literally named, like, Mean Baddie Bad or something equally stupid. I don't remember his name. It's annoying me. Because there were a lot of dumb names. Like, Sheev Palpatine is a dumb name.
Sheev Palpatine?
Yeah, Emperor Palpatine's real first name is Sheev.
Sheev?
S-H-I-V.
S-H-E-E-V.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. Yep.
Sheev.
Otherwise it would be Shiv.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not Shiv.
It's no great nickname that we've given Troll Jeff.
Elon Sleazebagano. The guy's name is Elon Sleazebagano.
Well, so how much?
That's the guy that's selling the death sticks when they're running from the shape-shifting assassin in episode 2. And there's the one good part where Obi-Wan's like, "You want to go home and rethink your life?"
I want to go home and rethink my life.
That's Sleazebagano.
Yeah, but you don't know the name. That you have to pay attention to something else in order to get that.
Does the name actually appear anywhere other than the credits?
I don't even know if it appears in the credits.
Wherever it appears, it is officially, that's his name. And this isn't like an EU thing. No, George Lucas named this.
That was the novelization thing.
That was a George Lucas official name. Along the same way, because he's just full on trolling, because he does the laser sword lightsaber thing, which no matter what the interviewer says, he's going to correct them to the other one. He calls lightsabers laser swords now. Just to be an asshole. And then an interviewer called them laser swords, and Lucas just goes, they're called lightsabers. And it's like, I hate you, but that's also beautiful.
I mean, if you got to roll around in the money that you got.
I mean, that's true. If I was George Lucas, I would do that same shit. Although without midichlorians in my fucking movie.
Yes, but he got paid $5 billion after doing that.
I mean, to be perfectly honest, I mean, I don't see it. It was bad in the context that they did it in the film there.
Like, I would pay money for an episode 1 and remake.
So, speaking of beautiful things,
one is
fine. I have to mention
one
to mention
is
this
the least bad of the prequels.
Yes.
You might appreciate this because I read an article about the Foxconn clusterfuck, because I don't know
with the empty buildings that aren't technically empty because there's a machine in them.
Because they bought buildings and then leased out most of them, and if they have Foxconn employees scurry to the buildings if they think there's a journalist nearby.
Is that what they're doing in Wisconsin now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are
bringing those jobs. I'm glad we spent billions of tax dollars.
They're doing photo op. They're doing photo ops is basically all they're doing. But no, the beautiful thing about it is the way that they describe what they're doing is that they are working on their AI 8K 5G infrastructure, which I swear is exactly what you would make up if you were trying to make fun of somebody.
Wait, didn't we have the scam discussion like last year?
Also, AI 8K 5G is my license plate.
But that is exactly the combination of buzzwords you would put together if you were trying to mock someone for just trying to put together buzzwords to make themselves sound important.
I thought that combination was the blockchain. what was it? Blockchain.
We're synergizing.
No, we had this figured out.
We're synergizing our paradigms.
Yes.
Yeah, synergize those paradigms to accentuate the blockchain.
Oh, the blockchain battle royale.
Yes.
The superhero blockchain battle royale.
Yep.
That was
last E3, Devolver Digital came out with the loot coin or the
loot coin box.
Yeah, it was like bit box or loot coin.
No, it was loot coin.
It was just loot coin. Mm-hmm. All I know is Devolver Digital was the greatest thing on the planet, and they're too good for us. Loot box coin. Loot box coin, which is currently sold out. It's occasionally available for a random amount of money. It won't let me buy it.
Topics.
Sorry, I'm getting the I want an alert email when they're available. We have Zappity Grumbles.
Bring forth the Zappity Grumbles.
We have two of them.
Ooh.
We have three of them.
Well, come on. That's called crowdsourcing.
Do you want to read it?
I could. The first one is from Jim Goff, who's in our chat as Arctic Circle. Jim asks, what would you buy if you were given $100,000 with the stipulation that you had to spend all of it in 3 hours or not get to keep any of the money or purchases made? Oh, when I first read it, I thought it was had to spend 3 hours and you didn't get to keep the purchases, so I thought it had to be like disposable shit, like food or drugs. But you have to spend it all in 3 hours or you don't get to keep any of the money or purchases made.
Does the 3 hours start when I get the money or do I just have to spend it in 3 hours?
To take the logistics of getting to the store out of it, I think that, well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, the easiest thing is to run to the bank and put $100 down into my mortgage.
I was going to, yeah, I was going to say, real yeah, quick. Yeah, I was going to say it's like mortgage. My mortgage. Yeah. It's like mortgage, student loans. I mean, we've got lots of things we can spend $100,000 on in short. Well, no, I can't spend that much on student loans. No. But mortgage.
Buy a car with cash.
Yeah.
Hard to do that, too, because just the processing might take more than 3 hours.
Well, that's why I said, you know, wait, when the clock starts.
Jim, is this cash in hand? Because, I mean, we could buy a couple of cars with cash in 3 hours. That would work.
Yeah, it has to be legal. So depending on where you are, doesn't work.
I mean, this matters how you have the money. Because if you've got it available in a checking account, that's one thing. Because if it's actually in cash, that does limit what you can buy with
it.
Well,
but I mean, if it's a checking account, if it's over 10 grand, there's a mandatory 5-day hold anyways.
If you're spending that,
I don't remember if it's 10, but there's a 5-digit number where afterwards there's a mandatory processing hold. Correct. Just to make sure that you're not buying all of the drugs at once.
So could you, is this in U.S. currency?
Jim,
could you possibly go and purchase basically a different currency?
Jim says paying off debt isn't buying something. I disagree. It is buying freedom.
But for the purpose of this ZG, he's not going to allow us to go with debt. So yeah, there's easy workarounds. Like Andy just said, I would buy $100,000 worth of pesos and then have as much time as I want to convert them back into, you know.
Correct.
Let's just say that's not allowed. Then I would buy $100,000 worth of stock. And let's say that's not allowed. It has to be a tangible purchase. Gold.
Yeah, gold.
All right, let's say that's not allowed.
Buy all the bullion.
You don't buy.
If it is not fungible,
gold or
if it is not fungible currency, I think I would go with cars because that's about the most efficient way you can spend $100,000 in cash.
Either that or a trip to the GW store.
And get like a starter army?
Yeah.
Actually, I will go with, you know, if we have to go fun, like, well, if stock's fair game, the answer is stock, and then I have my time to think about it, because I could get a stable stock or just put something in an
index fund.
Be fine with it. But if stock wasn't fair game and it has to be things, I would go with a boat.
Oh, don't do that.
A sailboat. No motor. If there's a motor on your boat, you don't have a boat. You have a... Whatever.
I'm probably buying
a ship then. A ship. Mm-hmm. Something with a mast and a spinnaker.
I probably could actually blow $100,000 in one trip at Cabela's.
Yeah. I'll get a ship of some kind. Or if I can put it in stock and then just buy stuff over time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I'll buy stock and then I'll cash out my stock and pay off my mortgage.
718 Boxster S, all the frills.
I don't have a house, so I can't.
You could have one worth $100,000.
Yeah, you could get like half a house for that.
I not in Madison.
Okay, you're right. A third.
You can get
a third
of
a house
in
Madison. In
Plain.
Are you subleasing?
Well, no, I mean I could. You give me $100,000, I'll give you a significant portion of that convent. Yeah.
Give him the whole thing.
No.
And then you'd have $200,000.
What? I'm confused.
You'd have Andy's $100,000 and yours, and you have to spend it all in 3 hours.
Oh.
Well, no, you
I would buy
spend,
Andy's convent.
You would only have to spend yours because Andy's money doesn't
hold
vanish
on.
Because he already spent it.
Hold
well,
on.
He spent it on my house, so he paid to
here's,
me.
No, yeah. here's how we
yeah,
could
so
do
his,
it.
His
we all buy each other's stuff.
Yeah.
I'll buy that for $100,000, and then I'll sell it back to you, and then you sell it to Dennis. We cracked the case. Fuck you, Jim.
I'll just buy you for $100,000.
Ooh, baby.
Oh.
For $100,000, I'll cuddle. Zappity. Grumble. Yeah. If War Machine, Brian, are you there now, Andy? Do you want to ask?
Yeah, I can do it. That's okay. Fine. If my phone started dying.
Brian Sin asks,
if War Machine was turned into a Game of Thrones spinoff series, who would die first and how? I think
Stryker.
Yeah, I was about to say. Yeah, I think Stryker would be the first to go in probably some lightning themed accident.
Stryker would be the first to go, and then and then Fiora would kill a bunch of people until everyone hated her, and they could finally kill her off.
Either Fiora or Krios would die. I'm not sure which, but one of those two would die.
No, Fiora would kill Krios, and then
like I said, one of the two would kill the other. I'm not sure which way it goes, but one of the two would kill the other. Other people would die.
But you think that's first?
No, I'm just going through.
Stryker dies first.
Stryker would probably die first because they need some goody two shoe to die to set the scene.
Sure. So I'm thinking my goody two shoes choice is Madrak dies.
They tried that
and then
work.
Troll Hitler starts, you know,
I mean,
doing things.
Isn't that just most of the plot of Primal?
Sure. yes. Yeah, I don't know. Or I mean, who else has actually died in the fluff? You got Terminus. Terminus died.
I think Sturgis died too.
Sturgis is canonically dead. Severus is canonically dead.
And Mordekaiser is canonically dead.
Terminus was dead and then got better, or he was banished to hell.
Yeah,
I don't know if that counts as a different thing.
So he got banished to hell on his back. Now he is bodiless again and. Re-phylactery.
I mean, Denegra
died.
Is he?
Yeah, that's that one.
Denegra died, but got better.
Right.
Correct.
Oh, yeah, Balder died.
Zal died, and
Karchev moved.
Because I agree that a goody two shoes has to die, but Stryker seems to me to be like the annoying poster child. Like,
I mean,
I see Stryker as being
like
more
Matt
like
Wilson.
Robb Stark, where for a while he needs to be leading so that you care more when he dies.
Maybe
so I
Nemo?
Don't think he's first. Yeah,
I guess. Well, Nemo dying is the mentor dying at the end of the first act.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think because I agree that Stryker has to die, but I do think it's more of the Robb Stark later death after you think he's the
so
hero.
So does Magnus die first?
Fuck
no.
Magnus never dies. He's the Tyrion of
No, Magnus is Jorah.
Shouldn't that be
right,
Gorton?
Because he's bringing the air, the actual air back.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
It's amazing how the Mormonts are all the best people in that show.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't his dad the leader of the Watch?
His dad was the leader of the Watch. He's Sir Friendzone, which that aspect aside, he's pretty badass and has done some good stuff. And then, of course, obviously, the most badass character in the entire series is a Mormon as well. How dare you?
I don't know the characters as
Leanna
much as...
Leanna Mormon... Leader of
Isles. Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah.
Savior of the North.
Yeah. No, she is pretty fucking awesome.
Shade thrower of the Seven Kingdoms. The glare that bitch gives to the Bastard of Bolton at that parley, that would wither the Night King.
So the follow-up question, everyone answered. We all agree that it's probably Nemo would probably be the one that
some
would be
goody two-shoes, you know, yeah, yeah.
I think it would be.
We all agree Stryker dies eventually.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The bitch must die.
Yeah. Or Haley.
I want a teleportation accident.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I would be okay with Haley just getting hit by a truck in, like, the first 5 minutes.
By an actual literal truck from a teleportation time accident.
Yeah. Like, it makes no sense.
You could have
the
No Country for Old Men treatment.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with that for Haley.
Ugh. And then, follow-up question, who would be the unlikable side character that would turn into a fan favorite?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so who's the Bronn-esque kind of thing? My boy Rorsch.
I like. Mine's Gorton.
Sure.
Gorton Grumbach. I could totally see him there with a cigar in his mouth. Or Drake McBain as well.
Drake has that raw mercenary thing. I mean, his story when the Forces of War Machine mercenary books came out,
oh
where
my God.
He literally is in a death struggle with Stryker, and he's like, ooh, my contract run out. You want to hire me?
or my favorite is when he's I think talking to Kane, and he's got his spell up.
That whole story, that's one of the best stories within a Force of book, because whoever wrote that had played as Drake McBain on the table before.
Yeah, countermeasures
He puts countermeasures on Kayazi, who have stealth and then countermeasures, so they're able to fuck over an entire unit of long gunners. Absolutely. He uses countermeasures in his battle against Kane, which he would. I mean, it's accurate tabletop depiction in a well-written story, including the sword to his throat, gun to his belly. Ooh, contract run out. Let's talk about this. Mwah. But it doesn't have Rorsch waking up in a desert with a hangover, and he can't remember why he's there, so he just kills humans for a while.
Or Rorsch going, something smells good. Oh, it's me.
Or Rorsch chained up on the table just going, I'm willing to accept your surrender now. Because he feels brine coming into his control area. He's like, ooh, hey, you want to surrender? That guy should have surrendered. So, yeah, that's our votes.
Yep.
Sure.
I'm okay.
Neither of you have votes?
I mean, I'll go with the pig.
Yeah, I'll go with the pig.
Woohoo! Ninja pig!
Son of a bitch!
Fuck dwarves.
Ninja pig's the
Come
best.
Come on, Gorton is awesome.
Oh, I mained Gorton back in the day, but yeah. Ninja pig.
Gorton or even like. I think Durga Manhammer could fit that bill pretty
He's
well. Ostrom's too much of an ass, it seems like to me, but.
I mean, Durgan's the insane.
Madhammer, though.
Durgan, so. People would love him in as much as how they love, like, Qyburn, you know, where he's a sociopath. He's the maester that's working for Cersei and doing all the creepy shit, the one that Brian loves so much.
Oh, okay, okay.
Because, somebody like Bronn you actually love. Like, you want good things to have with Bronn. Qyburn, you're like, that guy's a sociopath, and I hope he dies, but man, does he love what he's doing, and I gotta respect it. And that's your Durgan Madhammer.
Okay, all right, sure. Fair.
Zap it.
Baldur didn't die. Baldur's still alive.
Baldur died and got better.
Yeah.
So he died.
Yeah. He died, he but better. I mean, he's...
There's died versus is dead.
God. Yeah. So was this only four characters for the War Machine?
Not counting undead. Yeah, somebody who's gone.
Somebody's gone.
Gone. Three.
Gone is
Mordekaiser, Severius, and Sturgis.
Sturgis is undead.
No, he's
dead.
Or is
he dead again?
He's dead again.
That's right. Dead Sturgis got re-deaded.
So, I mean, we're comparing this to Guild Ball. We can definitely go more than three.
Guild Ball characters who are still alive.
As opposed to like Gorshade that started dead and then got better.
Yeah.
Well, he started alive, then got dead, and then got better.
Is Alive Again technically better?
I mean, Gorshade 1 was undead. He got to his fourth iteration. Before.
I mean, well, no, but I mean, he started off as
in the plot. He was never playable alive until now. Yeah.
I think Voyle's dead too, isn't he?
Sure, but
Voyle's been dead since
you can only play him in one. Yeah, I guess you could play him in one no quarter scenario. No,
he was fair and balanced.
No, I guess.
I'm
no, I guess Voyle
we
was,
haven't put Voyle in Who's the Boss.
No, I guess Voyle was alive at the beginning of Mark One because
his death was a huge deal.
Yeah, his death was what it was.
That was
when
the end of Mark
One
plot.
Yeah.
There's a big table with that. I don't know if they actually released his actual stats.
They did.
I don't think it was in the no quarter.
There was a scenario.
There was a scenario.
Because it's
he had like POW 20 armor piercing decap.
Smites. Yeah, because it was Voyle and three jacks versus a 500 point armor.
He had mine bullets that were like POW 20 weapon master armor piercing.
Do you know? Does anybody know what episode? What
Travis.
What, also, he was. Also, he had 15 boxes in Ancient Shroud, too, as I recall.
Yes,
I think I do remember it. Then,
like I said, it was.
I thought he didn't actually have any stat.
No, he had
any
stats.
Spell stats.
It was him.
No, any spells.
Correct. It was kind of like the Vinter.
Yeah, he didn't have spells because he's not a spellcaster.
Yeah,
he just is the hand of God.
Yeah, because it was him and a Castigator and a Reckoner. And I think maybe a unit acquire and maybe a deliverer of Sunbirth versus a 500 point army. And it was probably the Protectorate player going to win.
I could probably mess with that, kind of like how I did with 50 foot Haley and Mater.
Oh, sure. Like it's horrendously unbalanced, but it would be funny.
Yeah, just put him on the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And if you spin him, you don't get to play the rest of your army.
That might actually be okay.
That,
That goes to be how I always wanted to play Lord of the Rings, play Warhammer Fantasy back in the day. I wanted to put down Gimli, the elf, and Aragorn on a table across from an Orc and Goblin's army, and just basically say I win. They have like 2,000 points of Orcs and Goblins, and I just got three characters.
Philandril?
No, what's the elf dude?
Legolas.
Aragorn.
Yeah, you're gonna. Nathan was trying to make me struggle.
I had like 800 elves I was going to go through, and you let him off the hook that quickly.
Sorry.
Come on, we should have at least brought up the miscellaneous random elf from The Hobbit.
Yeah.
Bombadil.
Legolas. Legolas was the random elf in the Hobbit movies.
Sorry. The miscellaneous random extra hobbit that they made up, or elf they made up for The Hobbit, not the one they shoehorned into The Hobbit.
So the lady elf.
Yes.
Legolas. It's like the Ask a Ninja review of Pirates of the Caribbean, where they described Orlando Bloom as a less feminine or a less masculine Keira Knightley. It's pretty fair.
I mean, if you're cast as Legolas, I mean, come on.
Fucking CGI running up rocks, garbage, fucking.
The skateboarding, the surfing, you know, on
but that happened in Shazam, though.
I look forward to the whiteboard so we can keep track of how many movie rants per episode Nathan goes on.
Dude, the fucking Hobbit movies, man. Jesus.
It's what I've always said, though. It's really, really sad in that shitty Twilight version of the Hobbit movies, the Snow White and the Huntsman, where that has better dwarves than your fucking movie about dwarves.
Well,
they're actually. It's also got Ian McShane too as a dwarf, and he's fucking awesome.
Yeah, but Andy, The Hobbit has a giant statue of liquid gold.
How many times does a dwarf stand on top of a dragon's nose and go whoa during a 45-minute chase sequence that doesn't need to exist because you have to pad your film because you had two movies and they got split into three movies, so now nothing makes sense and the pacing's off and your climaxes don't line up with where your films end, so you have to make up a fucking chase scene with a golden statue.
Dane is pretty cool, though, in the third one.
Yeah, but you have an idea how much Peter Jackson got paid for that?
I mean, probably not enough. Did you see him like in the behind the scenes? That is someone who legitimately wishes they were dead. He got shitloads of money, but I pity him having to make those movies.
Who was the original? He was called in like at the last minute.
Guillermo del Toro was going to make them. So there were going to be two Guillermo del Toro movies, which would have been amazing. And instead, we got three Peter Jackson movies that were terrible.
Yeah.
Because Peter didn't want to make them. He didn't want to make three of them. He didn't want to make them the way the studio made him make them. And it all shows.
Do we know what is it Amazon that's got it now? Amazon or Netflix has got the Lord of the Rings?
Or the show?
Yeah. Do we know where that's happening? I think
someone's just sitting on it right now.
But they're talking about it's going to be like they spent like $1 billion for the rights or something. It's the most expensive TV show already before they spend a penny on filming it. Yeah. It's going to be during the second age, if I recall correctly.
When that's after?
Before. The movies we're all familiar with are the third age. And so this is going to be like the fall of Sauron and stuff like that. Like prequel. Silmarillion era. Well, Silmarillion goes back even to first age and one. But yeah, it's going to be. Hopefully we'll have whole plot arcs about Tom Bombadil.
It's the prose part of the Silmarillion.
I don't know. Every time I try to read the Silmarillion, I just kill myself.
Realistically, the Silmarillion is just Tolkien's notebook that he never actually decided to actually write novels about.
Sure. That's why the entire damn thing is a fucking epic poem.
Yeah.
Which is why you just listen to Blind Guardian and you get all the relevant plot details, and it's much quicker.
You legit need to get those stats for Voyle and put them on the Who's the Boss wheel. And they get to keep, like, one of their warjacks or something. Go, go, go.
I can adjust them, too.
Don't.
No.
Don't. Leave them as is.
No, I mean, there's a thing in Who's the Boss. One of the things you can buy is making your opponent respin.
Yeah.
That's your counterplay.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, it definitely is. Like, all the alternate casters I'm not going to put into a normal Who's the Boss.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, this one is charity only because this is how you pad your numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, because also I'll just walk in and drop $50 and say, here's the next dealer's choice again.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to schedule one of those coming up soon, probably in the fall. All right, so Zappity.
Grumble.
if you had one place to eat the remainder of your natural life, which would you pick between Little Caesars, Hot and Ready's, Texas Roadhouse Well Done Steaks, or McDonald's Double Cheeseburgers?
I mean, you listed two good things and then one bad thing.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say Little Caesars and McDonald's.
I legit enjoy the Little Caesars and the McDonald's. They're trash, but I enjoy them.
I've honestly.
And the Hot and Ready actually has variety because they often change out some of the specials that are available.
Yeah, because they didn't even limit it just to a pepperoni one. So
yeah, I get a Hot and Ready sausage.
Yeah,
or you can. Or sometimes they have like the Hot and Ready thin crust and the Hot and Ready thick crust. Sometimes
yeah,
thin crust is a sham.
The pretzel crust one was actually really good.
I didn't have that at all, but I've also had their deep.
Yeah.
Well, if I could sub in deep, that would be good too.
They're hot and ready four to eight p.m.
If I was just limited to Little Caesars or McDonald's, I would pick McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But if it's Little Caesars or only McDonald's double cheeseburger, Hot and Ready wins.
Yeah, I would have to go with that too.
Yeah. I was only with the Texas Roadhouse until you got to the well done part.
Yeah, it's basically just shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah. Zappity.
Can eat cheap food or shoe leather.
Yeah. That was all of our Zappity Grumbles.
That's all our Zappity Grumbles.
Us. I'm so excited.
Recommend Hellboy already.
Fuck you. No, I'm not gonna.
Okay.
You have two.
What are you gonna recommend?
Saved.
What are you gonna recommend then?
Hellboy.
Hellboy 2 Golden Army? When's the last time you watched Tombstone? That's too long ago. Watch it again.
Touche.
There is no answer that isn't not too long ago. If you're in the middle of Tombstone, maybe. But you could probably just rewind it because the first half was really good.
I'm going to recommend picking up the upgrades to Borderlands 1 and 2, which are free now. I mean, Borderlands 2 was one of my favorite
Borderlands
games.
Borderlands 1, 1.5, and 2.
Yeah.
Okay, 1.5 and 2.
Pre-sequel gets overlooked, so I appreciate Andy reminding because I think pre-sequel is not bad. It is the weakest of the three currently released Borderlands first-person shooters, but not by a lot. We're talking like A+, A-minus, and...
Yeah.
But it just gets frowned upon, which is a shame.
I'll say of the three main ones, it's the only one I haven't finished. But part of that may have been that I got it on PlayStation 4, and people that play first person shooters on console controllers are objectively wrong.
No, nope.
Console controller is way better than some stupid keyboard and mouse.
Uh-huh. I don't mind.
It fits nicely in your hand. You can circle strafe with your two thumbs. It's convenient.
I don't mind it. I've been playing Borderlands on the console for a while now. It's fine.
If I played on a PC, I would hook up a controller so I could play with the controller like God intended.
You can do that.
But I've been playing. I decided I'm gonna go through the game the correct way.
Are you gonna chronological all the way through?
Yeah.
All right.
Because Jim had mentioned it. Like he was sitting there watching me play Borderlands. I'm like, he's like, you should just do a 1.5 after this. I'm like, that's a good idea because I've never beat Borderlands. I've never beat Borderlands 1.5. I've only beat Borderlands 2.
And after you finish Borderlands 2, you can play Tales from the Borderlands. And hopefully by then, Borderlands 3 will be almost out.
Yeah. I'm actually pretty far. I'm like level 27, 29 now in Borderlands.
That's not where you are. You're getting through it.
Yeah.
Are you gonna bother with the side DLC or just go through the plot lines?
Right now I'm just going through all, what do you mean the side DLC?
Like Moxie's Underdome and the Claptrap Assassin and the Dr. Zed. Are you going to bother with that or when you finish the story, are you going to go to pre-sequel?
When I finish the story, I'm going to go into the add-ons.
And it's only when you finish all the add-ons that you're going to go to pre-sequel.
Yes.
And then you'll do 2 and all the add-ons and then you'll do Tales.
Yes.
And then Borderlands 3.
Moxie's isn't just the Thunderdome where you take on friends.
No, what it's it is? A Thunderdome where you fight waves of enemies like the other like.
Oh,
the
I'll
side
probably
missions.
Skip that.
It's pretty cool though. I liked it.
It's cool. The thing it does is it gives you like random modifiers, like all the enemies will be double fast, or you'll only be allowed to use one type of weapon or something like that.
Mm. Or you can only do headshots or stuff like that.
Yeah, they'll mix it up. But sometimes the mix up that they do just tells you to go fuck yourself.
Sure.
I remember I had one that was like you can only use pistols and monsters only take damage from headshots. And it's like, well, this is going to take a while, but
oh, my pistol is amazing still.
Yeah.
Like a 43x7 or something like that for a pistol.
Mm.
It does a lot of damage.
Yeah, Borderlands 1 still holds up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we played a shitload of Borderlands 2 as a group, but then, going back to Borderlands 1, it's still fun. And it's different. The tone is different. And I don't think that it's bad.
Yeah.
Like, Anthony Birch's writing is very different. But, like, for example, I love the Patricia Tanis diary entries. Those are my favorite side quests. Just her slow descent into insanity is both depressing and hilarious.
I got those in a weird order. Well, because I found when I was on the quest, I found one and it was like the middle one. So then I got the first one.
I mean, apparently both the Borderlands style humor and the graphics were relatively late additions to the game. Mm-hmm. It was mostly done before they'd added in, and so Borderlands 1 has the least of the has the least of what sort of the trademark Borderlands style.
Well, or Borderlands 2 is the one that Anthony Birch wrote, so it's the one that has the most of his style, which became synonymous because Borderlands 2 was the big hit.
Yeah.
I mean, the
6-1.
Yeah. The amazing thing about this game is all they did is just upgrade the texture packs for it, but it's still the same animation, everything that we saw back in 2009.
That is one of the advantages of doing cel shaded graphics is that if your art direction is good, your game will hold up for a long time.
As compared to other games from the early 2000s, even like if you go and try to play a PlayStation game.
We're almost done talking about Borderlands, Dan. It's okay.
What?
Has Dan never played Borderlands?
I've tried it a few times. For whatever reason, I just do not get sucked into it at all.
Oh.
I don't know if it's just because I need to play with other players, but I've tried playing Borderlands several times, and I just get bored.
If you want to play it on the proper platform, which is PC, let me know.
Okay.
You mispronounced PS4. but yeah, there's stuff they could have changed for the first one. Like, there's glitches that are still there that kind of annoyed me.
You guys just saw a glitch I just went through before.
So the one that I'm suffering with, and it's annoying because I love this skill tree, but one of the capstone Lilith skills is when you kill somebody, for a while, you move faster, you get more experience, blah, blah, blah. And one of the benefits is sometimes when you fire your gun, it doesn't use up the bullet.
Sure.
So you get, extra ammo, which is fine. That's great. And more importantly, fewer reloads, right? But if that procs on the last bullet in a gun, then when you fire again and the last bullet does fly out, you'll be at zero, but the gun won't automatically reload. So you'll just keep hammering the fire button and nothing will happen until you hit the reload manually button, which is very annoying. And they didn't bother to fix it when they upgraded. They also didn't bother to make brick not terrible on your second playthrough.
Sure. I found two glitches today. One where I drove my car right through the gate. I just warped right through the gate and ended up going off the end of the world.
That'll happen.
The other one I got some treasure and was gonna grab a gun, but I accidentally held it too long, so tried to swap it.
I hate that.
But I had a full inventory, so it just locked me out of my guns. So then when I was traveling over to another part, I started trying to shoot somebody and I'm like, I can't shoot.
Oops.
So I had to go and just re-equip the gun and then everything worked out again. But yeah, I hate the hot swap sometimes if you hold it down too long.
All right. Fuck you. I recommend Hellboy. I mean, not very strongly. It's mediocre, but it's not terrible. It's not bad. It's okay.
From what I have heard.
It's not a 12%er. It's okay.
It's up to 15 now, I think.
It's
fine. But it's one of those movies.
It's an enjoyable film.
It's one of those movies if you really liked the previous Hellboys, or if you really like the comic, you're going to like the film.
I think a lot of people who like the previous Hellboys are complaining about this one because it's not Ron Perlman. He's like 70. Shut up. Like, life goes on. I would love another Guillermo del Toro Hellboy. Sorry it didn't happen. This one's fine. Yes. It's got problems.
So
it's not
it's a
perfect.
Strong B plus.
It's a C plus. It is a C plus that is better than my quintessential B plus. But it is a fine. Like, go see it on $5 Tuesdays or a matinee or when it comes to your value theater. It's a perfectly fine film. It does that thing where, like, you have your story, and in the middle of the story, your heroes start to figure out the villain's motivations mm-hmm. and what's going on and all that stuff. But then the studio's like, our audience is really stupid. So in addition to explaining that all naturally throughout the story, can you just have a five-minute scene at the beginning where a narrator tells it to us while you show it to us in a flashback that's really bad? Okay, thanks.
Kind of like how they started the original Hellboys. Because when they first introduce Hellboy, they kind of go through the old man narrative.
They show the flashback of getting Hellboy, which is different. It's more like example that I can't think of. And if in that thing, the stuff had thing and stuffed. Name a movie where the bad guy's trying to do something.
Tango and Cash.
I don't know what happens to Tango and Cash. Jesus.
Dune.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doom.
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 Doom Messiah. God Emperor Doom.
Doom.
Dude, Doom guy, if he was the emperor in the Dune mythos, I would watch that movie.
Oh, Doom Eternal's coming out soon,
no,
too.
It's
God,
more
I can't
like
wait
the fucking
that.
Voiceover at the beginning of Dark City is what it is.
Sure. It's a voiceover for like most things. It basically, here's exposition for exposition. You can't be trusted to learn things on your own.
Here's something the heroes learn halfway through the movie, and now you know it now, which just makes the movie less enjoyable because you're annoyed that the heroes don't know the thing that you know.
Correct.
And
okay.
Your movie started with an info dump instead of an interesting natural opening. Because after that fucking flashback, it opens with him and Tijuana at a luchador match, and that's something I want a movie to start with. I don't want it to start with a stupid sci-fi original film quality, no money flashback to Mia Jovovich and bad CGI in 507 AD, but they keep referring it to as the 5th century for the whole fucking movie.
So is this better or worse than the
how did you, if they were doing that, how did you not have an aneurysm?
Because kept referring to her character as a 5th century sorceress, and I'm like, well, the flashback was in the 6th century. Assumedly, she was more than 8 years old, so sure, she's a 5th century sorceress. I'll go with this. This is how I don't start punching random people. Also, there was like nobody else in the theater, so there was nobody to punch.
Raylene was there.
Yeah, and I didn't want to punch her. She hits hard back.
Did you get the Funko Pops?
Yeah.
Did you guys want
little Funko guys?
Did you guys want to keep one of them?
Yeah, I don't know. One of them's in Raylene's office. The other one's on my cubicle.
Ah, okay, that makes sense.
Maybe I'll bring him back here. He can somewhere. The point is, so the flashback at the beginning's terrible and made me want to murder someone. And then the CGI at times was weak. And you could tell that they filmed it for IMAX/3D because they have the gimmicky shots where somebody's sword will fly right at the camera. And it's like, fuck you. I hate those gimmick shots.
I thought we were done with that shit.
Yeah. So those two things are both terrible. But apart from that, it's fine. It's okay. I probably won't see it again, but I'm not sad that I saw it. Give it $5 if you forgot to get tickets for Avengers Punchy Wars.
Yeah, I forgot.
Also, I saw a guy do the science. And the colon would stop him from expanding.
Got it.
Yeah. They did math based on previous enlargements and the amount of force, like when the car grows and throws the other car. So he figured out like the newtons and the pounds per square inch of external pressure being put, and the colon would actually restrain Ant-Man and prevent him from expanding. So he would just suffocate inside of the anus.
Lemmy
winks. Lemmy winks.
Yep. Yeah, he would straight up Lemmy winks.
And now I just have the star trailing the rainbow saying, the more you know.
Yeah,
That's what we need on there right now.
Bing bong. Andy. Andy recommends The Tick Season 2.
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, okay.
Well, fine, I'll recommend it.
Everything Tick ever has been good.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'll recommend that one blind.
Like, the closest there was to a bad thing was the Super Nintendo game that was kind of not particularly good.
Was the pilot episode of The Tick. But they remedied it going into the first season, though.
The pilot was okay.
The pilot was okay. That outfit was fucking atrocious.
Okay.
It was horrendous. That took me out of it.
Sure.
But,
well, it's a pilot. Their budget was low.
Was it?
Listen, buddy.
It was like the same budget as what they used for the regular show. They got a better suit.
Listen.
Once he got the better suit, that was great. Because then we also got to hear all the other characters.
The live action series, the first live action series was great. The animated series was great. The comics were great.
Yeah, Jackie Earl Haley was really good in this one as the Terror.
Sure.
Yeah, so I'm sure season two is going to be just as fine. I saw that there is... there's a lobster or something like that, like Lobster Cleese or something like that.
Sure.
That's the villain in it.
Speaking of season twos that are streaming, I heard like that season two of One Punch Man has started streaming on Hulu. So.
I can't watch it because the dialogue is off and it hurts me.
Okay.
that was my first foray into One Punch Man, as I was trying to watch it with the subtitles and that. But the subtitles were coming up at a different spots of where the dialogue was. It was on Hulu.
Somewhere?
Yeah, it was very jarring.
Maybe the DVDs have a better subtitle.
Probably.
I'll check the DVDs, and if it does, I'll loan them to
it's
you.
It's only like six episodes.
Dan,
I should
like
be able to make it.
Weeaboo, how have you not watched One Punch Man?
Like many things, I just don't care.
But look at you. You have to like anime.
He's got a kid though, so he's not allowed to do things that are fun.
That is true.
Yeah.
Also,
well, it's cartoons. It's good for the kids to watch.
Not One Punch Man.
There's very little violence. There's usually only like one punch an episode.
Yeah, it's
compared to the anime that I actually enjoy, it's probably very fine for children because like
you're a big Yuro Tsukidoji guy.
Well, or like Black Lagoon.
Sure.
Where it's like the yes, I want to
the Crab Lagoon.
No, Black Lagoon, where, you know, he will learn early to beat up Nazis and, you know, kill them in very bloody ways, but not when he's three. He can wait a little longer for that lesson.
I don't know. Get him ready young.
Punch, yes. Eviscerate, not yet.
All right, fine.
Train.
Remember, it's only $1 to punch a Nazi. That's legally established now.
Do you have to pay the dollar?
Yeah.
Oh.
There's the guy who punched a Nazi, and so the jury found him guilty, and they fined him $1 because that was the legal minimum
sure.
in their state. So punching a Nazi costs $1. Oh, hey, how many Nazis could I punch in 3 hours? Do you think I could punch 100,000 Nazis in 3 hours?
You need some really good gloves.
Well, you'd have to at least...
Well, so $50,000 worth of gloves and then punch 50,000 Nazis.
It would also depend on where those Nazis
same,
are.
Like, but...
In order to find that many,
going to take more than 3 hours.
Yeah, to find that many.
I mean, the Republican National Convention's next year.
Hey!
Oh.
Note to viewers: Dan's not kidding. Fuck you. No, it's funny because expectations and subversion.
Welcome
I'm like
to
Ryan
our
Johnson.
Last podcast.
I'm like Ryan Johnson.
Nathan, there are people who have listened to multiple episodes of this podcast, so what expectations?
Yeah, good point.
They just weren't expecting it from me.
That's true. Ha ha! Some of the other people also badmouth Nazis.
By some, you mean yes.
Yes.
My recommendation is Borderlands.
He only was recommended that.
No, Borderlands, Game of the Year edition.
That's what
he recommended just the skin upgrades.
Oh, I guess he did. And he did, because those are free.
Yeah.
The game is not free.
The game is
so
not
you should
free.
Follow Andy's recommendation and buy Borderlands, then follow David's recommendation and upgrade the graphics.
Yes. Also, if you already own Borderlands Game of the Year Edition on Steam, this version is free.
That is 100% what he said.
Yeah.
No, it's not the upgrades. The new version of the game is free.
What?
I mean, admittedly, I was focused on Borderlands 2 because that was the one I started with replaying them because it was my favorite of them.
I can't stand. I think I'm done with replaying Borderlands 2 for a long time because there's so many times I've started over playing that fucking thing and we're going through that goddamn snow level over and over when we have to take on. I mean,
Which
in
snow
fairness,
level?
The tutorial where you start the game, you should do it at most 6 times, Andy.
It's
there's
so
only 6
painful.
Different characters.
No, but it's always, you know, like, hey, we're going to start a new group, we're going to play, and then we go through that, and then we die at Boom Boom again because he's kind of tough. He's pretty Boom Boom.
Yeah,
as
no,
long as
I
you
just,
kill
like,
the one
in
the cannon first. You kill the one in the cannon first.
Yeah, you like
then
you like one
around.
Shot him, and then the rest of it's kind of easy.
I know, but when you have somebody that's brand new, they're going to die to Boom Boom. And then you have to go and try to rescue him, and then that fucking cannon turns enough times, and then you die too.
Sure.
But I mean, then you have to go deal with Flint, and then Flint's a fucking asshole too.
If you could start the level and just set the last time I started a new character with the graphic upgrades, and I got a shield that made you immune to fire damage. And Flint is really easy when you're immune to fire damage.
Fuck you.
He's like, rah, level's on fire. And I'm like, oh no, you threw me in the briar patch. Shoot, shoot, shoot.
I mean, if I agree with you, we talked about this before though. That game should have it be like, you've passed this level.
There should be an option to start at level 10 in Sanctuary, having beaten Flint and the tutorial. And
I don't know. I mean,
I'm okay with the getting to Sanctuary, but
everything you just described is pre-Sanctuary.
Yeah. Just start me on after I get on Flint's ball.
Coming back to it, I just thought the game was kind of easy.
Oh, I guess we're driving to find the corporal or whatever that's dying and everything, sure.
But that may just be because I'm playing it on the proper platform.
No, you aren't. Oh, wait, so you're playing Borderlands on the wrong platform, but you're still playing Borderlands 2 on console?
Playing Borderlands 2 on the correct platform.
The console, the PS4.
PC.
Why do you keep... Why does...
Yeah, he's got the P part just fine.
Yeah,
but then he goes to C right after that.
Yeah, instead of S.
Yeah, S. And then
they make
four.
The same sound.
Yeah,
I always lean to.
That's why he's confused.
6 years
ago,
rifles.
It was Xbox though when we were playing.
Maybe Borderlands 1. No, Borderlands 2 we played on PlayStation.
Oh, it was Borderlands that we played on Xbox,
and that was prior. I didn't play Borderlands with you guys.
Actually, Jim played it on my Xbox forever.
Yeah.
Like all the games.
Yeah, Borderlands 1 I only ever soloed. I never played with anyone because I was a sad, pathetic loser. But Borderlands 2, we multiplayered the whole fucking thing constantly.
Yeah. Trying to deal with those fucking dragons with unkempt heralds is very difficult to do.
Well, that's what you get for dual-wielding unkempt heralds like a munchkin. Maybe I'll get Dan...
Burn everything!
Maybe I'll buy Dan Borderlands 3 for PS4 so he can play with people like a decent human being.
I mean, I already have Borderlands 2 on the PC. Apparently, I can just play with Dave.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
can
do
but...
that.
Yeah, but that's just bored.
Then you're playing... Oh, bored. Borderlands. Also, then you're playing it on the PC instead of on the console like you're supposed to.
Yeah.
It's a shooter game, so mouse and keyboard always wins.
Yes.
No.
This is how sane people work.
It's so much easier to use a controller.
No.
No,
you got the triggers. You got the triggers right there.
It is not a third-person action game.
You got the triggers right there. Mm-hmm. You can circle strafe super well with those dual thumbs.
Mm-hmm.
Triggerty, triggerty, triggerties.
You have a pointing device with extremely high precision and a little button on it that improves the precision on it.
Hold on. Borderlands is not that extremely precise.
Yeah, it is.
It's
not when you're using unkempt heralds like some people, but if you're using like a sniper rifle.
Hey, it was actually difficult to get headshots with unkempt heralds.
Yeah. But when you're playing as Krieg, it doesn't matter as much.
Sure. The only real bad thing about Borderlands, Game of Year Edition, is the fight for life. Not only is it you can't move, it fades to black so
way
fucking quickly. Because there's been a couple of times where, like,
I just can't find the target.
You know, yeah. I mean, you know how to solve that.
Just don't die.
Don't die. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, in Borderlands 2 also, don't die works well.
Yeah,
there too.
Borderlands 1 really does have. I consider there to be one guaranteed death in Borderlands 1, which is Mad Mel.
Oh, fuck it. Yeah.
You drive in there, you kill everything but Mad Mel, then you die.
Yep.
You respawn outside of the little arena, and then you just shoot him to death without going back into the arena.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That is 100% how you beat Mad Mel every time, because there's no fucking way to beat it otherwise, because your buggy will not survive long enough, and you ain't going to survive on foot in that arena.
No. It was like the first time I ran into the fucking the bandits in the cars. when they had rocket launchers there too. I got out and I was killing some bandits in a house. No, and just on the it just started exploding around me.
10 minute warning.
Yep. Oh, we're gonna cut it.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, play Borderlands.
And then watch Game of Thrones.
Play Borderlands on PC.
No.
Because you're civilized.
PS4.
And cultured.
I mean, if you only want to be able to use like 4 buttons at a time instead of the like 10 that you have access to on a nice, well-designed controller.
I've got a hot pad.
Like your T-shirt.
14.2.
Like your T-shirt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is superior to keyboard and mouse. Woo! Woo! Woo!